Welcome to the Jonah Jones podcast, where I speak to everyday CrossFitters about different areas of their everyday life and how CrossFit has impacted them. Every episode, the topic is randomly selected, and I also give my guests the chance to ask me any questions about anything they choose to. I have been coaching CrossFit for over 2 years now and have met a wide range of interesting people who are all on their own fitness journey. This is their story. I hope you enjoy. Let's get going. Hello. Episode 6 is here. I'm very excited for episode 6. I'm with Grace and Maxine at Girls Night. This is our entertainment. Say hello.
Hello. I'd just like to say Amy's normally here as well, but she's cycling at the moment. So sadly she couldn't be with us tonight.
She's cycling London to Amsterdam. She just finished. Well done, Amy.
Well done, Amy.
Woo!
Shout out, Amy. How are you guys?
Nervous.
Bit nervous.
Why?
She sips her wine.
Yeah, we're sitting here with some wine. We've had some pizza.
Girls' night.
We've had a great night so far.
This is our average Saturday night, to be fair. So we have a couple of microphones.
Yeah, exactly. It's all good. So, CrossFit. Maxine, you were at CrossFit before I was at CrossFit.
I was.
So, you've been there for how many years?
Just over 3.5, I think. Yeah.
Share your journey into it.
So, I used to do a boot camp at LA Fitness, and the guy there, Sam, used to go to Second City CrossFit, and he used to base his boot camp on CrossFit style workouts. And I used to think, I really like Sam's workouts. Why are you laughing at me, Grace?
The dog's
trying to get on the show.
Guys, there's a we've dog got, here in case got, you think we're heavily breathing.
Yeah, we've got two dogs sat here with us.
We have Callie and Coco.
If you hear footprints and heavy breathing, it's not us, it's the dogs. So, continue.
Yeah, so liked his boot camps, and I was chatting to a guy who was saying how hot Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet, have I said it right?
Mm-hmm.
She said how hot she was. So I googled this girl thinking, who's this girl? And she was doing CrossFit, and I was like, that's like me on a Wednesday night in the class. And that's how I learned about CrossFit. And it took about 2-3 years before I come to B76 from that moment. Didn't even know that they were open. As soon as I found out they were open, I was hassling Lee to come and do a trial. And I did my trial and joined the next day.
Awesome. Grace, weren't you like Liverpool's biggest gangster or something before you joined CrossFit?
I wasn't Liverpool's biggest gangster. I trained at a gym that was like a real old school dirty gym, and I still love that gym and I do go and visit it every now and then. £5 a week, cash in hand. They didn't accept card payments, and I got laughed at when I first joined that gym because I was the only female member. But then when I relocated to Birmingham, and I googled gyms near me, and I seen there was a CrossFit gym. So I messaged Lee and I said, can I join the gym? And he said, there's an opening tomorrow morning for row class. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. Found it dead easy. And then I realised, I was like, oh God, like, look how unfit all these people are. They're probably sweating. I didn't even break a sweat. And then I realised I'm probably pulling out like 400 the whole time.
Wearing it 412 for 500 metres. Like, yeah, this is easy. I do this every week.
I didn't know how to row. I just sort of went and like was like, this is easy. But no, I've since found out how difficult rowing can be.
But pulled at what last week?
I pulled at 1700 last week, just so you know. Watch back, boys. I'm coming for you.
Nice.
Not in that sort of way, though.
Are you single?
I...
Before we started this, Grace was like, can we not talk about day two relationships, please?
It depends who's listening. I mean, if you're a really hot, muscular, 6 foot... Leo or Aries kind of guy, then yeah, I am single. I'm actually in a relationship, sorry.
Okay, on from that advert. There seems to be a lot of people advertising their singleness on this podcast.
Jonah, are you single?
Yeah, I am.
And but what's your advertisement?
Well, we're actually going to get onto that later. We've got a special segment of the show today. We're going to apply me for first dates.
I think Jonah's going to be fantastic in first dates.
Yeah. I'm leaving.
Curly haired ginger.
Exactly. I'm like the dream.
You are.
So yeah, I'm leaving Grace and Maxine in charge of my first dates application. And we'll do that for you all to listen as well. So that should be fun. Back to CrossFit. How has CrossFit impacted your lives?
I have less friends now outside of the gym because people really hate hearing about CrossFit and I have nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, but you did. I don't even know how to follow that. Maxine, you got anything to add?
No, what do you mean? You have us like as your friends now.
Yeah, I've only got gym friends now.
Yeah, we've got girls now, it's just so much better.
And then people are like, oh, you're always talking about the gym.
Is that work,
that's all I do. Everyone? That's all I do. What else am I going to talk about? I don't go out. I don't go for meals. I just go to the gym.
Do you like going to the gym?
I love going to the gym.
That's good then. That's good. At least you're doing something you enjoy. I've always said from the first time I did this, I couldn't wait to do this podcast with Grace just because I've never had an unentertaining conversation with her. So I'm excited for this. Technically, this is your second time on the show, actually.
Yeah, but the first time caught me very off guard and I was watching Bake Off and you guys sort of ruined it.
Sorry about that.
I didn't know who won the technical after that.
So sorry. But you did give a very good cameo.
After the 3 or 4 second pause. What?
What? What is this?
Candles? Yeah. You buy different types of candles.
Suggested topics of conversation, candles, recycling, and whales in captivity. So do you have anything you want to get off your chest on these three topics? Just because I know they've been playing on your mind.
And everyone needs to watch a Blackfish documentary on Netflix because it's really moving and it'll encourage everyone not to go to SeaWorld. And if you do go to SeaWorld, you're a bad person. That's all I have to say.
Anything on recycling?
No, I'm not that fussed on recycling. It's just a topic.
You just wanted me and Amy
just
to talk
it,
about it.
You know, David Attenborough, Blue Sea, Blue Planet.
But what about all the plastic in the sea?
Yeah, exactly. David Attenborough's like that. Yeah, so we need to recycle to save the sea creatures.
So we do care about recycling.
Yeah, we do care about it, but okay. Like...
I make her a better person.
Maxine does make me better.
Okay. And candles?
Don't buy Jo Malone, they're really overpriced. I don't know why people do it.
Aldi got a copy version of them.
There's some other good copies.
My mum really likes Jo Malone candles.
Yeah, well, she's been an expensive Christmas buyer person then, isn't she?
Yeah.
It's going to cost you £200 to buy her a candle.
Mum, if you're listening, no more Jo Malone candles. Grace has said it.
Jonah's mum, we're going to find you a really good alternative that's a lot cheaper and you can have them all over your house.
So before we get into the main topic of conversation today, has anyone got anything more to add on CrossFit or yourself or candles, recycling or whales? Come on, Max, what are you up for us?
I think CrossFit has given me a life now.
Given you a life?
Yeah. I think.
What was your life before?
Boring gym.
Yeah.
Dogs, work. And then starting CrossFit, getting a passion for something that you get excited to go to.
Do you still get excited about it now?
Yeah, definitely.
How many years on?
Three and a half.
Still getting excited about it.
Yeah.
Better than any relationship.
When you get a skill. So when you are trying to do something and it takes you forever and ever and then you give up for a bit and then it just happens out of the blue and you get a buzzing feeling. Learning new skills, especially at my age.
Yeah, I think for me as well, like when I moved to Birmingham, I didn't know anyone here. So I mainly joined CrossFit because I knew it had such a good community and like I'd just be sat in on my own on a Saturday night rather than having girls' night.
With plus Jonah.
Plus Jonah.
Right then, let's crack on. Now this works, just everyone pick one, we choose the best one.
Future aspirations. My life is nearly over.
Oh, it's too deep. TV?
Yeah, TV. So, TV. What are we watching on TV at the minute?
Friends.
I think Friends has got to be the funniest show ever.
Who's your favourite character?
Ross.
Why?
I don't know. I never used to like Ross. Like the first time I ever watched Friends, Ross was like my least favourite. But then like I've watched it so many times now, he's actually the funniest.
See, Ross is my favourite character of all time because he has all the best storylines.
Yeah.
He has a spray tan. He has the teeth whitening. He's got pivot. you ate my sandwich, we were on a break. Like, all of the big stories come to Ross, which is why he's my favourite.
Yeah, same. He has the best facial expressions, like, as well. Like, if you just watch him, he has got, like, the best, like, physical comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maxine, who's your favourite?
I really liked Jerry at the time, but that was more physical. Now I'm thinking
Matt LeBlanc, if you're listening, she's single.
Advertisement.
That's all this show is.
What was he worth? 60 million?
I love each and every one of them. I feel like each and every one of them, even though Rossi's my favourite, I feel like each and every one of them are my own family. Because I know them so well.
They each have a special place in your heart.
Yeah.
Are you watching anything current on TV that's not, you know, 15 years old?
Oh, so I've been watching Evil Genius recently. It's on Netflix, 4-part documentary, and that's really interesting if anyone wants to watch that.
Tell us about that documentary about ants and how they go to war.
Oh, I watched a really good David Attenborough documentary about ants. They go to war with each other. They're just like humans, really. And they go to war with each other. They all line up like we used to do in the olden days. They all line up and they run at each other. And then, like, ants pin each other ants down, and then they cut each other open.
Is this real?
Yeah. And they squirt, like, a poison into their body, which melts all their organs, and that's how the ants kill other ants.
Just like humans, really.
Yeah. But really good documentary. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a David Attenborough one. Anything that David Attenborough does is good, really.
I was on holiday years ago, and my ex-boyfriend at the time, squashed a cockroach on the floor because he was terrified, and none of us would clean it up. And then in the morning, there was a little army trail of ants in a line that were carrying the cockroach away, bit by bit, on their back. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was amazing.
I mean, they're so strong. It would be so dangerous if ants become as big as humans, because we'd just become ant slaves.
Is there a horror film about that?
No. I feel like the likelihood of that happening is slim right now.
You don't know.
You never know, yeah. It could happen.
There could be an ant-like alien waiting to invade Earth with their super strength.
Do you like reality TV?
Yeah.
Which one?
What was you watching today?
With X on the Beach, and I do not know where they find these crazy people from. And they're just dirty, aren't they?
X on the Beach, right? Do they know what they're on?
Yeah.
Because, like, I swear they're, like, surprised when their exes come on the beach.
They don't know which ex is going
to
come.
But if they're on X on the Beach, surely they're expecting their ex to come on at some point. But why are they surprised?
They're dirty, so they usually have more than one ex.
Oh, so it's, like, which ex on the beach. That's what it should be called. It should be called which ex on the beach.
Yeah.
When you go on that, Jonah, should we apply for that?
Oh, no. I've been watching The Circle. Have you seen any of that?
No.
Oh, so it's, like, these people all get put in an apartment. And they can't leave, and they can only talk to other people in their apartments. But they talk through, like, social media, but they can be anyone. So they can, like, catfish people, and, like, you can pretend to be anyone else. Mm. And people get, like, blocked from other people and stuff.
So when they block someone in the block,
they leave.
They leave the block.
Yeah, and they're out. Okay. And then someone else comes in.
So then it's not get blocked.
Yeah, and, like, 50k for the winner. I might go on it.
Can you apply?
Probs. We can do that later too, maybe. Do you watch? You like Catfish, don't you?
I love Catfish TV show.
Catfish is the best show.
Kelly Price.
You've been doing this for 3 years. Why? Because you call me a fat Kelly Price hairband. Oh, if anyone
that doesn't watch Catfish, you're gonna have to go back and watch
Antoine and Tony.
I have no idea. Watch them all until you find it. All of them.
If you don't know what Catfish is, it's about these two people that get emailed through people that are having online relationships with people they've never met, and they start to think they might not be real. So they email these two guys and they go investigate.
Max and Neve.
Max and Neve. They go investigate to find out if this person's real. And it's these people they find. My favourite was the guy that thought he was talking to Katy Perry. And he was so sure he was talking to Katy Perry. They went and investigated, and, like, clearly she wasn't talking to Katy Perry, and they showed him this stuff, and he was like, I'm 1,000% sure I'm talking to Katy Perry. And then he met the girl it was, and he was like, why are you covering for Katy Perry? Like, there was this one episode.
Did she look alike or nothing?
No. Like, she was British.
He said that she was covering for Katy Perry.
It's like, why are you covering for her? And then there was this one where the catfish had convinced the person she was catfishing that they had a baby together.
I haven't seen that.
So it was a lesbian couple. She was sending the person being catfished sent the catfish money for a surrogate, and then the catfish was like, "Yeah, we've had the baby." She believed they had a baby they'd never even met. And then they met and there was no baby.
Have you ever been catfished, Jonah?
No.
Have you ever catfished anyone?
No, I don't like. I don't do online dating or online
anything really. Oh, we should say really. You're
the
Tinder
program. No, that's not happening. I've already said that no to Tinder on this podcast as a general concept. I'd highly recommend Catfish to anyone that hasn't watched it. It's some great entertainment. What's your favourite TV show ever?
Aside from Friends. Not allowed to say Friends.
Not a comedy. Let's just go like drama series. My favourite ever is 24.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
So good. It just was twists and turns every episode, and you never saw it come in. But like, I can't watch it again because you know what happens. But at the time, I was so into it, and like, I was watching like Breaking Bad at the same time. I was like, this is better than Breaking Bad. Everyone was raving about Breaking Bad. I was like, 24's better.
Yeah, 24 was a lot. It was faster paced. Yeah, Breaking Bad was really slow.
Yes.
Have you watched that new series, Killing Eve?
No, I've heard it's really good. Did you watch Bodyguard?
Yeah.
No.
Bodyguard was good. That was tense. It was a bit boring in the middle, but like the first episode and the last episode, there was some tense drama.
So my top three are probably American Horror Story, Black Mirror, and The Sinner at the moment, but could change. Subjects change.
Why?
Have you watched The Sinner, Jonah?
No.
Oh, we need to educate
really
Jonah.
Okay. Good.
Tell me about The Sinner.
So it's about this woman.
Sell it to me.
Give it away.
I can tell you the first bit.
Okay, just tell me the premise. Okay,
so
tell me the premise.
It's about a woman who goes to the beach with her husband and a kid, and then out of the blue, she just stabs this guy to death, and then it launches into an investigation as to why she just stabbed him, but she was just a normal housewife.
Cool.
And it unwrapped. It's really strange, and there's a lot of twists in it, and it's really worth watching.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Thrones? You watched Game of Thrones?
I haven't watched Game of Thrones. I watched episode one like 4 years ago, and then started episode two and I fell asleep, and I was like, if I fell asleep it can't be that good, so I've never watched it again.
No,
but I probably
I think it takes you to get into series two before you actually know what's really going on and everyone is.
You're
need to watch The Sinner
for the population.
I'm that guy. I'm too cool for Game of Thrones. What's your most quoted TV show?
Friends
again. Mine's Family Guy.
I quote Friends every day, but I do quote a lot of TV shows.
Yeah, I quote Family Guy every day.
I quote White Chicks a lot.
Educate me on White Chicks.
You want to talk about mothers?
What's White Chicks?
You've not seen White Chicks.
No.
So it's about two FBI agents that are black that are taking this two white girls to the Hamptons for this party.
The white party.
And they get in a car accident, and one of them scrapes their nose and the other one gets a cut on her cheek or something, like really minimal, and then they refuse to go to the Hamptons because they're really vain. So these two FBI agents dress up as these white chicks. They become white chicks. It's a really dumb film, but it's definitely worth watching.
It's the Wayne Brothers, so it's really funny.
Okay, keep that one in mind.
In fact, no, we need to put that on after.
we'll watch it after.
We'll watch that later.
It's so funny. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Okay. Maxine, any TV show? You quote
Game
a lot.
Game of Thrones.
You quote Game of Thrones.
Winter is coming. I say that to someone at least once a day. Friends and Family Guy are the most quotable things, I think. If you like unpolitically correct humour, watch Family Guy.
Friends is very...
Yeah. If you want politically correct humour, Friends, not so much Family Guy. Anything to add on TV? Anything that's coming out you're looking forward to or anything?
The Sinner Part 2.
Sinner Part 2. Well, I've already been sold Game of Thrones. Isn't that finishing?
Yeah.
Is it like his last series or something?
Apparently.
I'm excited for Daredevil Season 3. If you don't like superheroes, you won't like Daredevil. But if you like Daredevil, Season 3 comes out next Friday, if anyone's excited for that. It's on Netflix.
Such an advertisement for Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix, if you want to sponsor the show, we're really good advertisement for you and for single people. Maybe we should get Tinder and Netflix to sponsor the show.
Oh, that's another good show. The Millionaire Matchmaker.
No, I haven't seen
it.
Have
you not seen that? No. And like really rich people pay stranger to set them up with people. And she does auditions for the dates and she's really mean to people. And it's really funny.
Right then. Anything else on TV? Any closing thoughts?
No. Well,
I think TV, there's a lot of crap on TV in there though. Like, do you ever find yourself watching TV and thinking, what the hell am I watching?
Daytime TV.
Yeah. Like Channel 5. Did you watch this morning? Have you ever watched that?
Yeah.
Some of them stories.
I'm gonna work from home. Sorry, work from home. I mean, I am working, but when I work from home, it's just on in the background.
My favourite this morning section, I think, was when this woman was on, and the thing was like, I divorced my husband so I could have sex with ghosts.
Oh,
you see that one? And she was like, I just went into the spare room in lingerie, and I just felt this presence. Oh, yeah, this morning have some mental
anybody
people
like
on there.
Watching it when it's Holly and Phil.
Yeah, because when they laugh together, it makes you laugh.
Right then. So before we get on to my first dates application, are there any questions with Jonah? A shortened version.
Okay, so if you were to get attacked, would you rather get attacked by a bear or a shark?
Where am I?
Well, obviously either on land or in the sea.
Well,
in a zoo.
Well, it depends. Well, if I'm on the land, I'd prefer to get attacked by a shark. But if I'm in the sea, I'd prefer to get attacked by a bear.
Okay, you're gonna get attacked by a bear on land, or if you're in the sea, a shark.
Probably a bear.
I say bear, but everyone else says shark.
Because with a bear, can't you just do that thing where you take your arms out and just make some weird noises?
Yeah, but with a shark, you could just punch it in the nose.
Does that work? I feel like a shark, though, is more likely to surprise attack you and surprise bite your leg off.
But sharks don't actually like the taste of humans. They just like to come and bite us, and then they normally think, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, but still, I still think if a shark swam underneath you, I feel like you'd have more chance of getting surprised attacked but by a shark than a bear.
With a bear, you either go big, and then it's the dominant bear, so you have to fight the bear, or you pretend to be small and hope that it's a female bear. But what they do is they rip the back of your skull off. So you rip all the skin off your head.
Bear does?
Yeah.
Am I in a forest or am I
in
like...
You're in the forest.
Okay.
Which kind of bear?
You're in Canada. In the middle of nowhere. There's no hospitals local.
I'm still going to say bear.
Yeah,
I think I can take one.
Okay, good luck. They might think you are one. They might just
exactly, yeah. They might just pet me.
They look cuddlier, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. They look nicer. Oh, Maxine, got a question?
Oh, mine's really light. So what do you see in your future? Is it CrossFit or do you have different avenues to go down?
I don't like thinking that far ahead.
Okay, next
I really
year.
Don't. Next year, yeah, I'll still be doing CrossFit next year. No, I just think looking that far in the future is dumb because it's not going to happen, is it? Well, it might do.
Don't you believe in the law of attraction, though, when you visualise things, they happen?
Yeah, but they might not and then you're just sad.
So you have a plan of what you would like to happen
or
aim for. Jonah, I want you to say the CrossFit Games.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I need to know if you're going to say for Madison. But
obviously, that is...
Dogs and
I'm being attacked by the dog. Right. No, obviously, the CrossFit Games is a goal. It's where I want to get to, but it's not like going to be like a career. It's just going to be that like a cool thing that I could do. So like, I would like to open my own CrossFit gym. One day. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't really look that far ahead right now. Yeah. Stop licking me.
That is not me. So if you were to lose a limb, which limb would it be?
What counts as a limb?
An arm.
So not like a finger. It's a finger, a limb. Pinky finger. I was to lose a limb. I don't know, I feel like technology is pretty good now that they can give you a pretty good prosthetic, so I'd probably lose an arm. Because I feel like if they give you an electronic arm, it will be a bit easier to like function normally as well, like a whole leg. Like if you had a bionic leg, I feel like it would restrict you more than having like a cool metal arm.
But I would rather lose my left leg because it's not as visual. You can hide it with trousers or long skirts.
See, I don't really think about fashion like
and
that.
And so. Then if you want to do pull-ups, and me and Gaz have had this conversation, if you took off your leg, you'd be a lot lighter, so you should be able to do more pull-ups.
Yeah, but what about squats?
Yeah, but you've got a metal leg. Like, it's going to be able to squat, isn't it?
Not if you've got a weak one.
It's titanium steel.
Oh, is it? Okay, well.
And then you'd be a little bit more like Lieutenant Dan, which is from Forrest Gump, my favourite film.
I feel like more superheroes have bionic arms than legs. So.
I just think it would look a bit weirder than a leg.
Mm.
It's harder to hide.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm going arm. Grace is going leg, Maxine.
So, as we're going to do your first date application, what attractive qualities do you look for in the opposite sex?
Good bants. All about the vibes. If you just got to get on with them and just have a laugh with them.
Do you want them to be into sports? Is that not
don't care. As long as they've got good bants.
That's it?
Yeah.
This application is going to be hard.
Yeah, it's really going to be hard. First dates application. Grace and Maxine in charge of my... details.
Okay, so the first question is, Jonah, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm so bad at stuff like this. Are you writing
gorgeous.
That?
Ginger, curly.
Oh no, this is bad. This is going to be the worst application
Smiley.
Ever.
Ginger.
Ginger.
I feel like I can't even be put into words. I feel like I'm more of a physical,
sick.
Practical being. Sad. Like, yeah, like you've got to...
Pale.
Daywalker.
In brackets, Daywalker.
I feel like this is not a good application. Can we scrap all this and start again?
No.
Right, okay, fine. We'll go with it.
To get on there.
Grace and Maxine's in charge.
Okay, so far we've got gorgeous, curly haired, ginger, sick abs, pale.
Can we not call myself... I would never call myself gorgeous. Can we not do that?
It's what your mum would say.
It's not. The question's not what would your mum say about you. It's tell me what you. Oh, tell me about you. Oh, can we change the situation?
Okay, we'll say what you want us to say.
Just not gorgeous.
Okay. Well,
just say.
I retract gorgeous.
No, just put what you've
handsome.
Said. No. Right.
Hunk. Handsome hunk.
No, this is so bad.
Handsome hunk. No, this is going to get you on the show, I'm telling you.
Right, okay, Grace is in charge.
Handsome hunk, curly hair, ginger, sick abs, pale, daywalker.
Not daywalker.
What else?
Daywalker.
What's your special skills? Is that the next question? Remarkably fit.
Remarkably fit.
Remarkably fit.
But that sounds like I'm trying to sound really fit, as in not athletically.
Remarkably athletically fit.
Something about endurance and stamina.
Stamina for days.
Daywalker again in brackets.
Daywalker. Loves to Netflix and chill.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm leaving you in charge. I'm done. You're gonna get your own way anyway, so.
Should I put lives with mum? Lives with mum. Okay, so guys, here's the final piece about Jonah.
Okay.
So he's a handsome hunk, curly hair, ginger, sick abs, pale, daywalker, remarkably athletically fit, stamina for days, daywalker. And he loves to Netflix and chill, but he lives at home with his mum.
Wait. You can't say he, because this is meant to be me writing this. Oh, okay. Okay.
So what does he look for in a partner? So anything?
Yeah. Anything. I'm still leaving you in charge. You can say whatever you want.
Anything but over boobs. Okay, body type. Is this about you? Slim, average, athletic.
Wait, have we skipped over the next one?
No, so I put describe your ideal partner, and yeah. I put anything, bum over boobs.
Yeah, let's not say anything.
So you said before anything.
Yeah, but I don't
backtracking now.
I don't want to end up on first dates and a girl with three legs walks in.
Oh.
Sorry, if you've got three legs listening, there is someone for you. Okay, it's not me.
Preferred. Preferred. Two legs, two arms.
Preferable.
10 fingers. Do you mind about fingers?
Yeah,
and toes?
Yeah, yeah. Preferable, but not.
10 fingers.
Not necessary. Not.
Oh, I put two fingers. Two.
That's a very specific type. No more than two fingers.
Two legs. Two arms.
Preferably.
For 10 fingers and 10 toes.
Hair apart extensions.
From that. Not fussy. Okay, so for describe your ideal partner, we've got anything, bum over boobs, preferred, 10 fingers, 10 toes, naturally pretty. Apart from that, I'm really not fussy.
Okay.
So your body type, you want to put slim, average, athletic, curvy, heavy set, rather not say. Should we go for athletic?
You'd hope so.
How tall are you?
6'3".
Do you want me to put 6'3"? You'll get set up, we saw this 6'1".
No, I'm 5'10".
What do they call someone under 5'10"?
I don't know.
A friend.
I'm 5'10", it's fine. It's 5'10". I'm 5'10". Oh, change
ethnicity,
to 5'10".
They don't have day walker. Should I put other? Please describe. Sexual preference?
I like women.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Are you a woman looking for a woman? Marital status? Never married. Do you smoke?
No.
Oh, we're at upload a photo.
Is it just one?
I'm the first one.
Alright, let's. I uploaded one as a joke and now I can't get rid of it.
What is it?
Crap.
Show us.
I can't open it or anything. Maybe it's just done.
I think if you click upload, it'll just override that photo.
Fucking better. So I went for that one.
Yeah, that's the one that I was thinking of as well.
So do you want to do that one then?
The one where you're posing.
Yeah, this one. Yeah. So on this photo, Jonah has no shirt on and he looks a bit camp and he's sticking his leg out like a leg bar.
I'm pretty sure everyone's seen it.
We'll upload it with the podcast, I'm sure.
It's definitely on the members page.
Okay, video. You're so going to get picked. If you don't get picked, there's something wrong with the pickers.
I'm not feeling hopeful about this, but, you know. Oh, should I do one of me hands? I'm walking over some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we're at send submission. Do you want to review anything you've done?
No.
Sending submission. It's sending. Thank you. Your submission has been received.
Yay! I really hope you get picked.
I say.
To the universe.
There's probably a 3% chance they're going to go for that.
That's probably why I don't get picked up. The TV shows I've ever applied for.
What else should we apply me for?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm applying for Bear Grylls The Island again.
What did you put on it this time?
I haven't done the submission yet, but last time I put up under special skills, dog stroking, and then I uploaded a video of me eating an ice cream. I don't know why I didn't get picked.
So yeah, TV is going to be really, really good next year when I'm on First Dates and Grace is on
Bear Grylls.
I personally think I'd make great TV.
Same. I'm not sure about my application though. I think that's pretty much the end of the show. We've applied me for First Dates. Have you had a good time?
Yes, we've had a great time.
Your face says differently. It looks very sarcastic.
We've had the best time. It's just been like a normal girls' night plus Jonah.
Girls' night plus Jonah.
But without Amy. But Amy. Which is quite sad, so.
We miss you, Amy.
I feel like a part of us is missing.
It's like my left leg is missing.
Shout out, Amy.
Been fine, really.
Fine.
It's fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Fine. margaritas?
Yes, please.
Let's go have another drink, because I think I need one after that.
Yeah.
But I've had a great time. This has been episode 6. I hope you've enjoyed as much as we have. Bye, everyone.
Bye.